And we are back with Business Radio X Pro Tips. Don Payton, Lee Cantor here with you. Lee, here's a good idea, a good discipline. Always hire salespeople in pairs.
Yeah, I would in your head, if you know you're going to spend X number of dollars for a salesperson in a year, I would take that budget, cut it in half and say, we're going to hire two people, spend that money for 6 months. And I would onboard two people, at least two people at a time. One obvious reason to do this is that sales is a hard job and the odds are that somebody isn't going to work out. So it's much better to have two people out there, you know, learning from each other, competing with each other, working together, and then giving yourself the best chance of identifying that successful salesperson. Because the worst case scenario, if you hire one at a time and you invest all this time and energy and resources to onboard them, get them ready, get them in the field, do the work that needs to be done, and then it doesn't work out, then you have to go back to square one. And now you're months behind in terms of, you know, your pipeline and working the pipeline. So you don't want to lose that momentum by having at least two people in the sales pipeline at a time. They're out there battling with each other. You're going to get an inkling. Okay, maybe we got to bring in one or two more just to kind of beef this up because this person looks like they're not working. But you never lose the momentum of the sales pipeline that you've invested so much money into building this far and training the people this far. So I think it's super important to have at least two at a time, you know, leverage that the power of competition, leverage the power of collaboration. And that way you won't lose the momentum that you would lose if you were doing this one person at a time, because it's just as easy to train one person as it is to train two people.